This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Children are growing up in a society that depends on technology. Parents must make a decision about when is the appropriate time to allow their child to have a cell phone and use social media. Rona Glickman, social media speaker and consultant, talks about ways to safely introduce your child to social media in today's society on this week's Time to Talk.
Welcome to the program, Rona.
Thank you for having me, Taylor.
Why is it important for parents to talk to their children about cell phone and technology use?
The reason it is important to talk to their children about cell phone and technology use is because they are children. Until they are 18, the parents are legally responsible for their health and welfare. In order to do this, they need to keep their children safe with technology. And the reason is it can come back to bite them, so to speak, if their child or when their child does something that is immoral or illegal online. To prevent that from happening, what I advise parents to do is before giving their child a cell phone, the child needs to help pay for it. The child needs to be responsible by giving the parent the cell phone at night to be plugged in. All passwords and limitations on how long that they use the cell phone for, because even those the best kids and the most well-behaved kids and the most trustworthy in their brain, that teenage brain is still wired to just try things and see what I can get away with. And they will keep doing that until they get caught.
We live during a time where everyone pretty much has a cell phone. Technology is everywhere, and that opens the door to social media. What is the best age to allow a child to have a social media account? Is it age or maturity?
I think it's like asking me, what is the best age for someone to babysit? And I don't have an age because it goes, and I love the way you said maturity, because it goes by trust, accountability, and maturity. So if I really trust my child and he or she has proven that by grades and in their character, if they are not 13, they should not be getting a social media account because you're teaching your child to lie about their age, which can come back to haunt them when they are older. Anyone can go back and see their digital footprint. The parents really need to, again, get spyware and find out exactly what their kids are saying and doing online. It's just watching what you're doing and knowing every single keystroke that you make. And once you push enter, it's out there forever.
So it does take some responsibility. Let's say you have allowed your child to have a social media account. What can parents do to ensure their child's safety while they are online?
The first thing is understanding that the spyware will allow them to see everything their child is doing. The second thing is to show real-life articles where this happens every single day, where kids are lured out of their home by either sex traffickers or somebody that has groomed them and wants to meet them for one reason or another. And I am all for the cell phone and social media safety contract. A wonderful life skill, because you're going to explain what a contract is. You're going to go over it with the child. It'll say things like, the cell phone's going to be charged in my room. You will tell me if you are frightened or if somebody contacts you and you're uncomfortable with any situation. And I feel you are unsafe or you have broken these rules that we have come up with. By signing this contract, I have the right to take your phone and or device away.
Rona Glickman is a social media speaker and consultant and the founder of Social Media Incorporated. Thank you for being with us today, Rona.
Thank you for having me.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.